Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, attacked at a bike race, high boots, and Floyd checks in. They're all coming up right after this.
You're in Walt Disney World's Air Force One Mickey Mouse balloon.
Yes, in honor of Mickey's 60th birthday, of course, 1928, Steamboat Willie, 1988, Mickey Mouse.
And, Chick, is he wearing the party hat?
Yes, he is. He's got a huge hat on this year.
And great. It's,
now, where are you right now? People want to look for you.
We're flying. What are we doing,
Dan? Just north of the fairgrounds.
Just north of the fairgrounds, Dan says. And,
that's Dan Dildorf, one of our staff engineers.
Daniel Dildorf. Matter of fact, I can still see the state fairgrounds from here, so we're not that, actually, maybe a half a mile from the state fairgrounds.
And which way are you being blown?
We're being blown north, and I think we all know how painful that can be. But you know, they're practicing track at some high school over here. Which high school is that, Dan? Is that a high school? Or you have no idea. You,
Dan's from Fort Wayne. He doesn't know where he is.
I know it.
Okay, who else is up there with you?
David, our pilot. Say good morning, David.
Good morning, David.
Thank you. David's a comedian, of course, you can tell. He kills all over the country.
Tell him not to quit his day job, all right? Okay, well, right, so we'll check with you.
I got my hand stuck in the propane there.
Are you?
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're skating at full strength. We got everybody here. I think this maybe the second or third time this year.
Yeah.
Everybody's been either sick or recovering from surgery or on vacation. We're all here, ready to rock with Chick McGee at his best place.
Yes.
The Bob and Tom Show Sports Desk.
Several riders participating in the Bianchi Rock Cobbler bike race were attacked by an aggressive bull.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Four riders were struck by the animals. The race course wound through a working cattle ranch. In retrospect,
yeah.
Have you seen this video?
No.
Yeah.
It's
near beautiful Bakersfield, California. According to reports, one group of cyclists stopped at the sight of the bull. Others tested their luck. Sam Ames, a spokesman for the Rock Cobbler race, said those who got tangled up with the bull were not injured.
Tangled up in bull.
I don't know how they were.
It's a Bob Dylan reference.
I loved it.
Just thought of it. This is crazy.
And at one point, the bull goes back to one of the riders that he knocked off his bike, goes back after him.
Yeah.
That'll teach you to get a red bike.
Yeah.
The guy in the video said he thought it was a cow.
Yeah, with horns. Come on.
They ran the race through a working cattle ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
fun.
There are working cattle there.
They must know that when they go into it.
Nobody works harder in America than a cow.
That's right.
They're up at dawn.
Clocking in.
Want to yank it on their teeth?
The at night, they have to worry about getting tipped.
Yes.
Stressful job.
Yeah, what is it, 20%?
If they did this for more things on TV, like if in the Tour de France, people would watch it a lot more.
If they had a defense?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes, you are right.
See where those cyclists get gored? Like the kind of combined Pamplona with the Tour de France? Okay, well, this would make golf a lot more exciting.
Release the bulls?
Sure.
They sure would.
And the gators.
Release the gators.
During a golf match.
Sure, it'd be fun. Oh, you missed a big story, Christy. About the Phoenix Open with the green being pelted with beers.
Oh, I did miss this. I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, they have a guy got a hole-in-one.
Yeah, Skip Hendon got a hole-in-one.
The way that particular golf course is configured, there were 200,000 people there, apparently.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And they have a huge sort of stadium at the one hole. And so,
that hole at that course, people are encouraged to be rowdy.
So they were throwing beer cans all over.
Yes.
The sad thing was John Daly was picking them all up and trying to finish them off.
Yeah, that's hard. You hate to see something.
Hard times. Hard times, poor guy.
Spalding his ways.
Yeah, okay. Could you grab that, please?
I sure can. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Oh, Floydy.
Have enjoyed your Raging Bull program.
Oh, good.
Boy, it's amazing what they can do when they put their minds to it. But I'm downright dog tired this week. Been running hot and logging just about twice the time on the road on account of Big D going to the dentist yesterday.
Oh, really?
And spoiled alert, Dr. Fowler says she needs a root canal.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Boy, I kicked the shine when I seen the price of it. For what he's charging us, they could build another Panama Canal, would you think about it?
Yeah,
I said we'd be better off farming out the job to somebody else, even get an estimate from Roto-Rooter, see if they can beat the price.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying to make a little more so we can make the payments on it. You know, that's why I never went to the dentist regular. Though I do like reading all them motivational posters on the wall. My favorite I've seen just is this cute little kitten hanging from a tree branch, and it said, hang in there.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Get it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's really funny.
You know, I think people don't trust the dentist on the couch. Whenever you go, the first thing he wants to do is clean your teeth. Doesn't matter if you've got an abscess or if you're like me and riddled with canker sores.
Sure.
These damn dentists always want to start with the cleaning process. I said that'd be like me taking my Peterbilt in because the transmissions are grounded. And then the first thing mechanic says, well, Floyd, we better make sure we wash it first. Anyhow, Big D told me they tried to upsell her on all kinds of highfalutin dental hygiene, just like mechanics do with air filters, of course. Said they even talked to her about her implants. But I can't complain now on account. I've been nagging her about getting implants for years. She always says no. She's about 50,000 miles over on her original set. She was 34 double D when we got married, and now she's a 32 long. And that also happens to be the same measurement on the inseam in my overalls. Hit it off so well. Boy, that Super Bowl halftime show was something else.
Did you enjoy it?
That was so much carrying on. Waste of time and money, if you ask me. That Mary J. Blige wore a pair of waders and didn't even get in the pool.
Carry on. Those were high boots.
They were high boots. That's called thigh high.
Okay. I love those. Do you own a pair of those?
I have over the knee, but not thigh.
Oh, you saucy minx.
Well, honey, look how short I am. The thigh eyes come all the way up to my head.
They don't really chafing.
Well.
Oh, I like your fur-rimmed boots.
No. No, couldn't get to the salon.
You like a lady in a boot, in a high boot?
I do. I love a high boot.
Where does this come from? When you were a kid, was there someone?
My grandma used to wear them and stomp on my nuts.
Wow. Boy, that'll imprint.
Even the worst psychologist could probably
that stayed with you, did it, Josh?
Probably decipher that one.
Yeah, it stuck with me a little bit.
Where's my Joshy? Where is he? Clump, clump, clump.
No, I don't know.
I didn't even skip a beat.
You're sick in the head, man. I love it.
I don't know where it came from, but I like it. Who doesn't like a tall boot?
You don't like a tall boot, Willie?
I think it's a little, it's like a little too, like, tough for me. It's a little too military-y for me, right?
Really?
I think I'm more delicate, like a heel or something.
Okay.
Like a heel.
I don't think about ladies' shoes a lot.
Yeah, me neither.
You don't? You're not attracted to a woman by her shoes?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Although I did see a cool pair yesterday.
Well, what were they?
Kelly had it. They don't have a heel on them.
How big?
They're like tennis shoes.
Does she fall over? What are you talking about?
They're like tennis shoes, but the back, there's no back on them, so you can just slip right in them.
I have seen those. Those are cool, yeah.
They're called mules, yeah.
Mules?
They look really nice.
They don't have a back on them.
They're like gym shoes, you know.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't. I'm with Willie. I couldn't tell you anything about women's shoes, except I'm sure I've purchased some that I have no knowledge of that cost more than my car.
That's a pretty safe bet.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
If there's anything worse than you talking to you on the air, I think it's talking to you off the air.
What happened?
Oh, I was asking Chick about the Chick's
kind of. Let me do these shoes. Tom's yammering on about this story. He's waiting in line at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And he looks over and he goes, "Excuse me, sir, are you wearing Allbirds?" I'm wearing Allbirds.
No, no, he goes, "That's not how it happened."
Very normal.
Yes,
right?
Sam, I noticed you're wearing Allbirds as well.
Very normal.
Then we become friends.
Then the guy is in a wheelchair and he has 30 pairs of Allbirds. I don't know why he's not in a wheelchair.
My daughter was.
Well, that's what you said. That's what I heard. And I don't even know if the guy's still alive or not yet. So you're standing there talking to him. He could have passed away during
this. But then the great thing was you said, "Chick got me these shoes. What size are they?" Like, you don't know what size shoe you wear.
Yeah, but no, I wanted to know if when you buy them in the mail, if they're accurate to the size, because sometimes things aren't. Said,
yeah, sometimes it's 11 and a half, sometimes it's a 12.
And I said, "It's a 12. And he goes, "Oh, these are a 12? I go, "Yeah, 12. Yeah.
See, we know this because we've had this discussion on air. We all wear a size 12, the three of us. I've gotten you a pair of shoes, got you a size 12, gotten Chick a pair of shoes, got him a size 12.
What do you wear, Josh?
Josh 12. Wears a 12.
Oh. Wow, all four of us? And Ace, then, what do you wear?
11.
That's a stunner.
It's not much of a
I lost that bet.
No, it's a lot of anecdotal things you hear in your life.
The detail that Tom had in that story that really sort of took me.
Mind-numbing.
That kind of went unnoticed was when he said, another guy and I were in line for the restaurant. It was going to open in 30 minutes. 30 minutes?
Yep, I lost
that. You go to a restaurant and you stand outside for half an hour?
No, you have to.
No. Yeah. Oh, really? No, you do?
You can't get in somewhere
else.
Early.
Yeah, you go somewhere else. Exactly.
Oh, do they just not have a lot of seating?
If you're two people, if I'm like going with a girl for brunch or whatever, it's fine. But if it's him and, you know, the goof crew coming in.
Oh, you had the goof crew with you?
Yeah.
I only had one of them.
Okay.
She was locked in my car, and then Kelly and one of the others came.
The story gets better.
I got you. Okay.
You locked your kid in the car?
Yeah. I could see the car.
It's not the first time.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's crazy. You're a wild man.
It's a very popular place, and you've got
Sorry to Bother You, right? That's what you
get. It's
not Sorry to Bother You. That's a different restaurant.
Dude, it's so good. The pastries there are incredible. The coffee is better than anything you've ever had.
This is where I want to invent the pastry and coffee diet. I wish some doctor out there would figure this out.
Yeah. We could find one.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't there doctors that are saying that smoking is still good for you?
Let's find them. I'm tired of all this real, logical, professional medicine.
So when you guys are a half hour early into this place, is there somebody outside taking names, or do you just line up?
You just stand there.
Oh. He'll find.
Is it a lie?
No way.
He finds somebody. He always finds someone. "Oh, this is Trisha. She's my favorite person. Uh-huh. She brings me a coffee. Trisha, can I get my coffees, please, and thank you?" Oh. He's got that kind of thing going on.
Name's not Trisha.
Well,
perhaps he didn't want to say the name.
Okay. Well, now, could we get back to the sports page for a moment?
I guess, Mr. Crazy.
Stupid world record.
What do we got here? Stupid world record?
Oh, yeah. A city in Oregon is seeking the Guinness record for the world's tallest fork.
Is that right?
After installing, and this has got to be a record, a 37-foot tall fork.
I'll say. Yeah, that's the biggest.
It's outside a new food plaza. The city of Fairview said people come here for the fork.
And they leave with the spoon.
Fairview said the 37-foot fork installed just this Tuesday out the soon-to-be-open Fairview Food Plaza.
The spoon's at Lizzo's house.
Believed to be...
Yes. She's a large person.
Well, fat shaming for that ass.
Because, Chick, you know, if people are fat, they have no value. Right?
Right. There's nothing worse in the world than being fat.
And if they're unattractive.
Look at the size of this Humphrey coming up here.
Happy Humphrey Jr.
Hey, Humphrey.
Is it a what are the little things the prongs called? Are those called tines?
Yeah.
That's such a Josh word, tines. Are they three prong or four prong, the tines on the fork?
Often four. Yeah.
Well, I know three is like a breakfast style, man. I'm
curious
about
this. Aren't those the little tiny ones
for shrimp or something?
Yeah.
Baby.
Or a lesser fork, the three
tines, by definition.
Wow, this thing looks to be metal, is it?
What do you think?
Well, it wouldn't be the record if it was plastic.
It's got to be functional.
So here the fork came about.
Functional. They can't.
It can't be a papier-mâché spoon.
Wow, the fork in Fairview.
No fork and joke, huh?
The current record holder for the world's tallest fork stands at 30 feet tall in Missouri.
Oh, look at that. And they put a big, it's tines down, like dishwasher style.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, it's sort of at an angle, at least where I'm sitting. Oh, is it standing straight up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm watching.
It's open every day. Tine Daily.
Tines Daily.
Oh, what does that even mean?
She's an actress. From the,
yeah. You remember Cagney and Lacey?
Yeah.
Just 60 years ago.
So what happened? Chick did the mini driver joke yesterday. You got jealous, and now you've got Tines Daily.
Yes, right. Tine very good. Very.
It's got a big F at the top of the fork, which is nice, because that way you know what it is.
You know. Yes, isn't
that
nice?
I forget. Does that go to the left side or the right side of the world's largest knife?
Left.
How does that work?
Left,
okay.
Yeah.
It goes fork, knife, and then spoon on the right?
You go from in to out. So
what is it again?
I always put knife and spoon on the right, fork on the left.
I'm against silverware.
And if there's multiple forks, you have like salad or the first course closer to you. So this is a huge fork, so this would be way far away from you on the plate.
No, it would be the closest one.
No, it'd be the closest one because you go out in.
Yes. I thought you go in. The teensy ones go in the far left, isn't that right?
No, you go in to out. No,
just to be clear.
Out to in.
We're still talking about the world's largest fork, right?
I think so.
Okay. People are going to travel to Fairview to see it.
You go
sure they will.
I think I'm certain it's in to out.
Well, I forget.
Isn't there some
city? I grew up in a trailer. What the hell do I know?
In Illinois, that has the world's largest bunch of stuff, like
mailbox, rocking chair,
world's largest. Never mind.
Well, remember the story about the world's largest was it colon?
Yeah, you could walk through it.
They were touring to promote health issues and
squeeze your way.
I actually saw that in real life.
You went into the world's largest colon?
I didn't go in it, but I was at
I forgot you have a rule. Your boyfriend was dying to go in.
You didn't even go in it during your birthday? On your birthday?
on her birthday?
Yes, did you know
she's got a weird thing. Yeah.
The world's largest colon. It's free entry on your birthday.
Guys are horrible.
Thank you. We work at it.
You know what else is horrible is going into the break room every break, and there's never any water, Josh.
That's not true. There are eight jugs.
Josh drank it all.
And I changed it this morning.
Josh always drinks it all.
I don't need to hear this. Gone. I only drink about a third of it a week.
A day.
Are you giving him money for the water you consume?
Will you shove it?
Here's what you're doing. You're shoving it right in our face because your stupid water bottle has times on it.
That's right.
You shouldn't be able to fill that up past 11 a.m., buddy. We all know what you're doing.
You're taking it home.
So you take the water home and drink it all day.
Do you take the toilet paper, too?
You know he does.
You take the coffee cups, do you?
You take the forks?
Do
they have running water at your house?
Do I have running water at my house?
What is the logic of carrying around all of your water for the day?
Here we go.
It's not like you're camping.
You're a camel or something.
Can't you just get a regular-sized jug and refill it a couple times?
I better pull the car over.
It is a regular-sized jug.
No, it isn't.
That's the size of a large baby.
And by the
way, doctors say you're supposed to drink a baby's worth of water.
Of all the things you're latching onto, you really hooked onto this giant chug of water.
Every day. Big. You're going to give up at some point.
Oh.
I'll have to pull the car.
I love it. My energy is up. My digestion is better.
And your right arm's got to be, your biceps got to be great from picking that thing up.
The next really great joke you do, I'm going to jump up and dump that on your head.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.